I am Yonathan of the KBPS student staff, and our guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Deja Fitzwater of Tigard High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Oh, thank you so much.
How does it feel to be officially a Rose Festival Princess now?
It's amazing to be a part of this opportunity and community tradition, and the scholarship is a really great plus too.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I did it for the scholarship money. I was looking for a way to fund my college education, and Rose Festival was an amazing opportunity. And so I applied and I did an interview and a little speech, and here I am.
Nice.
How does it feel to represent your school?
Tigard High School has a lot of different people in it. We're very amazing school with so many different affinity groups and cultures, and I am so proud to be able to represent a school with such a diverse population and be able to, you know, have Tigard's name out there in the news and be able to talk about the school in situations like this as well. It's honestly an amazing feeling, and it's not just my school, it's also the Tigard community as well, which is awesome.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
What's so funny is I went to the coronation, and then as soon as I was done with that, I then went straight back to school. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I walk in the doors, I was going to talk to one woman in the main office who knew that I was going up for the Rose Princess title. But my economics teacher had actually already seen the fact that I was crowned, and she had sent out an entire mass email to all of the staff in the high school building. And so everyone knew, but I didn't know that they knew. And so, like, I'd be walking around and anyone who knew me would be like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I've never had a class with you. Like, who are you? So it was very supportive. It was really fun. And I think people are still wrapping their heads around it. I still haven't seen everyone quite yet because it was my coronation and then spring break. But now we're back, and this past week has just been filled with so much joy and love and encouragement.
Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
Well, I think that it's really important to recognize, like, the tradition and community. My family is not from, we're not one of those generational Portland families, if that makes any sense. It's not like we've always been here. And so it's really, really amazing for me to be able to have this opportunity to be involved in a community with so many people who have been here for so long, and then people who have just moved here, and people who are first or second gen Portlanders. And it's something that I'm still not quite fully, I haven't wrapped my head around what the Rose Festival is. I've seen it on TV since I was younger, but I don't exactly know. But what I do know at this point in time is that it's an amazing community. I feel like I've said amazing a lot, but that just shows you how much gratitude and how much I'm really enjoying this experience. But it is a community of people who all have the same goal, and that's just to bring the community together. And that's really cool.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Well, growing up, I competed in a lot of different types of competitions. But then as I've gotten older, I have had a few amazing scholarship opportunities where there is an interview portion. And it is really cool to be able to use what I've learned from all of my past experiences and apply it to going out in my life now, applying for different types of scholarship opportunities, such as this one. I'm in theater. And so I'm very outspoken, and that helps a lot for being able to appeal to people and be able to communicate well.
Talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you.
All about fun, and fun is super important. So I really wanted this year. Everyone's like, oh yeah, my New Year's resolution is to like go gluten-free or whatever people do nowadays. So it's like, I'm going to hit the gym. Well, I really want to focus on fun. I'm a really busy person. I have a lot of things going on in my life, but I wanted to make sure that in every aspect of my life, I was able to have something that I really enjoyed and something that I had fun with. And I am so excited to say that I think the Rose Festival is definitely an opportunity experience that I'm going to have a lot of fun with.
Why are you passionate about becoming a teacher in agriculture?
Well, a lot of the inner city schools don't have agriculture. As you might know, at your high school, you probably don't have a very strong ag class or ag program, if any. And I think that's unfair. I think that we are subjecting all of our inner city and suburban schools to only be preparing them for white collar jobs, which I think is honestly unacceptable. And I want to see a change in that. And even if that means I'm going to school in Alabama and then I'm going to be coming back to Oregon. And if that means that I have to move across the nation to get my schooling and then come back and then be able to teach that to youth in our city, I will do that, because I think that everyone deserves, even if it's not an FFA, I think that everyone deserves to have some type of education in agriculture, whatever that may look like.
So you're big into sports. Tell us about hockey and lacrosse.
Hockey and lacrosse. Okay, so hockey, amazing. I love it. I love the ice. I love watching hockey. I'm an avid hockey fanatic. Of course, we have our amateur team through the WHL here in Portland, the Portland Winterhawks. Such a fun team. They're in the playoffs right now. But then, of course, we have NHL. Our closest NHL team is the Seattle Kraken, I believe. And it's a fun sport. It's an awesome community. I love the people. But lacrosse, I'm actually in that season right now. We had a game last night. Lacrosse is a great community full of amazing people. It's such a sisterhood, and it is very supportive. And we have both a boys and girls club here at Tigard. It's definitely very fun. Definitely very fun.
Yeah.
Which social media site do you use the most, and why do you like it?
Outside of Pinterest, I'd probably say Instagram, just because Instagram is one of those ones, you know, like I'm scrolling. I'm getting stimulated by a lot of different things, and I'm getting also information, and I'm getting to catch up with people. Instagram is definitely the Gen Z. Facebook, we're not going to turn into millennials. I will set my foot down on that one. Instagram is definitely a way for us to get connected, but also share things that's important to us, and also just be an outlet, and like with your private stories or your public stories. And I use Instagram a lot to be able to express myself. I barely post, but on my wall, but I always post on my story. If someone has an explanation for that, maybe I have, like, I don't know. I don't have an explanation, but I think it's really fun. I love being able to communicate with people. I'm sorry, I'm probably just blabbering on. You can cut this all out. But Instagram's fun. I love using it. And Pinterest is my number one, though. If you look at my phone usage time, it's Pinterest. I don't know what I do on there. I think I just competitively pin so that I pin more than like other people. But I just have boards and boards and boards on Pinterest.
What's your favorite type of music? Any favorite artists or songs?
That is a very good question. I really enjoy three genres, and they're very different. I enjoy country music, classical music, and rap. And those are pretty much the only three things I listen to. Now, some playlists, they're mixed in, and Spotify Wrapped is very interesting at the end of every year. I would say that from each of those categories, Vivaldi is definitely one of my favorite composers for classical. I grew up singing and playing the piano, so opera and classical music, very big in my life, but also Vivaldi, just there's something about those strings that I think the stringed instrument composition pieces that really call me. Country music, I love Kenny Chesney, and for rap, I'm gonna go with our good old classic Eminem.
I am actually a music producer. I've been producing for about 6 years, And I do every single genre at this point, almost, except country. but yeah. Yeah. Anyways. What's your secret superpower?
That's a toughie, because I talk so much that, like, there are no secrets, if that makes any sense. I'd say that it would probably be my listening, because a lot of people are like, well, Deja, you talk so much, you're probably not a good listener. And I've learned over the years that listening is probably one of the best things that you can offer people, because no matter what, even if you have nothing to say, you can always reflect back what they say to you. And I know that that means a lot more to people than just trying to give your own opinion. And so I've learned to listen because I care.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Deja Fitzwater from Tigard High School. I'm Yonatan, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.